AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A city supervisor in San Francisco says one person was shot and killed, another person wounded on a subway train. Supervisor Myrna Melgar says the San Francisco Police Department informed her the suspect got off at the Castro station and is at large. To help drivers paying a lot for gas, President Biden wants Congress to approve a gas tax holiday. He also wants producers to increase refining capacity.
And together, these actions could help drop the price at the pump by up to $1 a gallon or more.
The president says critics can blame him for high gas prices, but another world leader is responsible.
Gas prices are up almost $2 a gallon because Vladimir Putin's ruthless attack on Ukraine. And we wouldn't let him get away with it.
At issue is the 18.4 cents a gallon federal tax on gas and the 24.4 cents a gallon federal tax on diesel fuel. There are reports in Italy a judge ordered Academy Award-winning film director Paul Haggis to remain under detention at his hotel while Italian prosecutors continue to investigate a woman's allegations he had sex with her over 2 days without her consent. Testifying on Capitol Hill, Chair Jerome Powell is underscoring the Federal Reserve's determination to raise interest rates high enough to slow inflation.
Over coming months, we'll be looking for compelling evidence that inflation is moving down, consistent with inflation returning to 2%. We anticipate that ongoing rate increases will be appropriate. The pace of those changes will continue to depend on the incoming data and the evolving outlook for the economy. We will make our decisions meeting by meeting and will continue to communicate our thinking as clearly as possible.
The owner of 7 Louisiana nursing homes whose residents suffered in squalid conditions after being evacuated to a warehouse as Hurricane Ida approached last year has been arrested. Stocks are steadying late in the day on Wall Street. This is AP News. A 17-year sentence sticks for a man near Detroit who killed a woman on his porch. Ted Wafer says he feared for his life when he shot and killed Renisha McBride. She knocked on his door in 2013. A jury rejected his self-defense claim. A new hearing was ordered by the Michigan Supreme Court.
I took one of God's children. And that is a cross I will forever carry with me.
Wafer is white. McBride was black. Monica McBride says holidays are no longer holidays after her daughter's death.
You want lesser time? We want our birth back. You don't deserve happiness and joy in your life while we are living a horrible nightmare, wishing to wake up.
Judge Dana Hathaway says Wafer has been a model prisoner, but he made the wrong choice.
You cannot murder someone for simply knocking on your door and the middle of the night.
Wafer will be eligible for parole in 2031. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.